Quebecers support the development of Alberta's oil sands. That's the finding of a Léger marketing poll commissioned by the Montreal Economic Institute. Michel Kelly-Gagnon is the president of the institute, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me, why did you decide to conduct this poll?
We have an overall initiative that we started about a year ago. And the logic has been to foster a better understanding and a dialogue between the province of Quebec and Alberta. And, you know, we just thought that it made sense to have a poll to see, you know, what were the opinions of the Quebecers on many of these topics. So it was just part of a bigger, you know, project.
And overall, your poll finds that Quebecers have a positive image of Alberta.
That is correct. 61% of Quebecers have a positive image of Alberta, and even a stronger number, that is 68%, feel that Quebec should strengthen its political and economic ties with your province.
Mm-hmm. And were you surprised by those results?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I would say slightly surprised. I thought it would go in that direction, but I didn't think it would be that strong. Because, you know, the people who have sort of the opposing view are often more vocal and more heard more often, so we tend to think that they are bigger in terms of numbers.
Mm-hmm. Now, in regards to the oil sands, I understand you gave people three options in this poll, right?
Correct. So, you know, the question, since it's an important one, it's worth reading it. The question was stated the following way. Part of Alberta's current and future wealth is linked to producing oil by developing the oil sands. In your opinion, what is the best approach with this resource? Option number one, to focus on maximizing the economic development of the oil sands. 7% of respondents chose that option. Second option, to develop the oil sands with a continuous effort to limit the environmental impact. 71% chose that option. And then the third option was to stop the development of the oil sands altogether. And 15% of the respondents had that as a preference. So when you add up number one and number two, you actually have 78% support from Quebecers in favor of the oil sands.
Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of that goes for that sort of pragmatic middle ground option number two.
Correct, which I think is because people understand that, A, oil will be needed for a long time, at least for the next 20 years, regardless of personal opinions. And so they understand that, and mm-hmm. they understand that, B, you know, while the development of the oil sands in Alberta is certainly not perfect by any stretch of imagination, if you make a relative comparison, that is, relative to other options, well, you know, it is a decent option.
Do you think the respondents were also considering the benefits that Quebecers get from oil sands development?
Yes, I would think so. Although, you know, at another question where we asked, you know, if Quebecers thought that they were beneficiaries of the development of Alberta and its energy sector, you know, you had a decent number that said yes, but a majority didn't see the connection. So I guess there's still some explaining and education to be done.
Because I guess on an individual basis, there are, of course, a lot of Quebecers working in the oil sands, but also the fact that the oil sands is responsible for so much of the equalization money that Quebec receives.
Correct. I absolutely agree with you. But I think that connection is made, but not still, you know, there's still a certain number of our fellow citizens who don't see the connection yet, but it's part of our work, and, you know, we won't stop there. We have a research paper coming up within the next few weeks that will talk about these issues in more depth.
Why did you decide to focus on Alberta? Why not Western Canada in general, or BC, or Saskatchewan?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the igniter of that was in the context of the, you may recall, of the Copenhagen summit. Jean Charest, the premier of Quebec, had made a certain number of comments about Alberta mm-hmm. that were, you know, that were interpreted as being, you know, negative. And then there were some replies about it, and there was sort of a bad blood that displayed itself on the international scene. And we took that sort of as a starting point of saying, well, you know, this is not good, and let's try to work on that more specific relationship, and then once we feel that we've done enough of that, you're right, we might broaden it.
Mm. Now, I'm wondering what you think that Albertans should take away from these poll results.
I think they should take away that, you know, even if maybe they hear more often, when they hear voices from Quebec, it's often maybe, you know, Gilles Duceppe on the federal scene, or it's a certain number of environmental groups from Quebec. And these voices are legitimate voices from the civil society, but they don't represent by any means the views of the majority.
All right. So we should get along together. As long as the Flames and Montreal don't make it to the Stanley Cup final again.
That's correct, but then again, in this case, the Montreal Canadiens would win.
we'll leave it at that. This year, for sure, you're right. Michel, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.